You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training camps are nearing a wind-up. There's only a couple weeks left till opening day. I'm Allison Sutter, here to talk a little Padres baseball with A.J. Cassavell. A.J., I want to talk a little bit about Mexico City. The Padres and the Astros are going to play a series there this weekend. And I was just covering a series with the Rangers and the Royals at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, and Ned Yost made a comment that it's kind of nice to break up spring training a little bit. It gets a little monotonous, and playing in front of a big crowd was the first regular season feel that they've had throughout spring training. So I guess there's an advantage, maybe, even though it seems like sort of a taxing trip, to kind of get out of the routine a little bit and change things up.
Yeah, I think a few of the players are kind of viewing it that way, because you just get into such a routine here that, I mean, let's be honest, spring training lasts a little longer than it probably needs to, especially for a lot of the hitters. And so it's nice for them to be able to go somewhere and kind of play a game where it's not kind of the same day-to-day crowds as the Cactus League, where it'll be fans that are pretty invested in what's going on on the field. The guys that are going, and they haven't announced they're waiting till tomorrow to announce the full roster, but the guys that are going seem pretty excited about it. And it's good. And I know the Padres love the chance to kind of grow the Padres brand in Mexico too.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, Mexico City makes sense for teams from Houston and San Diego to be playing in, for sure. And I guess it's a little bit of an extra challenge, though. I mean, not that it's a huge deal, but just, you know, normally at spring training, like, there'd be a round of cuts and guys would go to minor league camp, and they sort of need to keep a few extra guys, I guess, around big league camp and not ship them out quite yet, because they need to field two teams for two consecutive days, because they are going to play, I believe, a split squad in Arizona also, correct?
Yeah, they'll be playing a split squad, and the pitchers in Mexico City are going to be Robbie Erlin and Cesar Vargas. And for Vargas, it's a pretty cool story. I haven't talked to him about it yet, but I will. He grew up about an hour and a half south of Mexico City, so he'll get the start in one of the games. I'm not sure which, but that'll be pretty cool for him. It's obviously the opportunity for a lot of young guys, whether they're going to Mexico City or whether they're staying here, but because the squads are split for 2 days in a row, or actually it's 3 days in a row, because they'll be leaving on Friday, so Friday night's game won't be a split squad in name, but it will be for all intents and purposes. It'll give kind of some younger guys to get a chance.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. Okay, so let's talk about things that are going on in Padres camp right now. So Brandon Mauer looks like he's headed to the bullpen. He was hoping to be in the rotation, but is that pretty for sure now that he's going to be a bullpen guy?
Yeah, he's going to be a bullpen guy, and I think the biggest reason why is he has a very good slider, a good fastball. He kind of just couldn't figure out the changeup. And so he needed that third pitch maybe to be a starter, third reliable pitch to be a starter. He also kind of experimented with a curveball. But that fastball-slider mix just lends itself to maybe a seventh-inning guy or an eighth-inning guy who will be facing hitters one time. He did a very good job of that last year. And I think another key is that the Padres feel comfortable with what they've seen from Colin Ray and Robbie Erlin, if those are the two guys that get the fourth and fifth spots. They feel comfortable enough with them that they can kind of push Mauer down to the into the bullpen, where his stuff probably fits best.
Yeah, so that was my next question. So is Pomerantz still in the mix? Is it two spots for three guys, Pomerantz, Erlin, and Ray?
Yeah, well, Brandon Morrow is going to be coming back probably in late April, and I think they want to make him, or at least there's nothing definitive on this, but they're leaning toward giving him a spot in the rotation. Pomerantz is another guy who kind of likes Mauer. His stuff might lend itself better to the bullpen, but he's been working on a cutter that's actually been pretty effective that could throw him back into the starter mix. So at this point, it's four guys for two spots, and Erlin and Ray have been good enough this spring where I don't think the Padres, their kind of inexperience isn't something that would deter the Padres. Now, maybe if Pomerantz kind of wows them in the last week and a half, he could get that spot too. But the one thing that I really liked about Colin Ray, who has lesser of the experience of those two pitchers, is he doesn't kind of pitch like he's only had a few starts in the major leagues. He attacks the strike zone. He's got a nice mix of pitches. So I think that if the Padres are confident in Ray and Erland, then Pomeranz is probably ticketed for the bullpen also.
Okay, so then that makes the bullpen situation, bullpen picture a little clearer. So is there anything else that needs to be worked out over there besides what we just talked about?
Well, I mean, they have three Rule 5 picks who could make the roster in the bullpen, and obviously they're not going to take all three. But there's a list with Maurer and Pomeranz going to the bullpen that kind of leaves two spots available at the back, and it'll be interesting to see whether they Matt Thornton has looked really good in camp, and he obviously has a great track record. He's here on a minor league deal, and the Rule 5 guys are the Rule 5 guys. Obviously, they need to, if they're impressed enough with any of them, they need to keep them on the big league roster. One of the guys, Luis Perdomo, he's the youngest of the Rule 5 guys, never pitched above Class A, and he has very good stuff, but he's hit hard this spring, so are they comfortable giving him a chance? The back end of the bullpen is something that will probably shake out and kind of down to the wire.
Okay, good times. AJ, thanks very much. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.